At the moment, numbers are down, if I'm being honest. But the reason behind that is we've not had any training sessions because of the two lockdowns. Well, we've had a couple, so it's hard to gauge exactly how many competitors that we have got. We have introduced an online registration system. We introduced that during the last lockdown, and I think now we're over 500. But the target that we've set ourselves in keeping with previous years is to get over 1,000 children involved on the day.
Is this across the board with all sports, or are you seeing some sports are a bit more popular than others or less popular than others?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. One that stands out at the moment with a lot of children who registered are cricket. Surprisingly, a sport that is struggling, which I didn't think it would, is BMXing.
And this is brand new this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first time we've introduced any form of cycling. It's the first time that we've had cycling involved in the format of BMXing. We had a session a couple of weeks ago at Nobles Park, and numbers were low there. We had a session last night. I'm not sure what the numbers were like there. But our sponsors, HSBC, they sponsor British Cycling. So it's important, really, that we have a decent take-up for BMXing.
Do you think that could just be because of lockdown, things are a little bit murky, and also anything new, you know, sometimes it can take a while to get running?
I mean, unfortunately, we did the assemblies back in January. And when we mentioned BMXing, well, you know, all the kids were super excited about that. I'm conscious January is a long time, especially when you're young. A lot of people might just need reminding, really, hence hopefully today might help as well. So just reminder that, you know, we have got a couple of training sessions left. And also, we're going to be a bit more flexible this year. If you turn up on the day, at the moment, all sports, we'll be happy to see you. And also, we're going to have sign-on nights at the NSC on the 11th and 12th of May, where you can turn up in the evening and sign on to sports as well. So if you've forgot about the training sessions, there's still an opportunity to take part on the day as well. So we'll make it as easy as we can.
Like you said before, you've had to miss all the usual training sessions you would have because of lockdown. For kids who might be feeling a little bit nervous, like about their abilities, who would have used those training sessions to their advantage to ease themselves
good
in,
point.
How would you sort of encourage those people to get involved?
Well, it's a very good point, but the whole ethos, if that's the right word to use, behind the Manx Youth Games is having a day that's the focus is on fun. It's not on the results, it's not on how good you are or even how bad you are. We just forget about that. All abilities, if you've not played the sport before, it doesn't matter. Just come down, and the challenge for us and for the coaches is to make sure you have a fun-filled day, really. So I know it's easy for me to say that here, but just come and try it, and we'll make sure you have a really good day.
What are the sports that kids can choose from?
So we've got badminton, basketball, BMX, which we've just spoken about, cricket, Crown Green Bowls is quite popular. Numbers are growing there. Girls football, handball, hockey, netball, squash, swimming, table tennis, tag rugby, tennis, and disability multi-sport.
See, so there's loads there, and I think even going back to sort of saying we've missed those training sessions and someone's going in new, it's the fact that this day of fun can kickstart someone's sporting career for them.
Yeah,
they might just find something that they love and carry
absolutely
on.
Absolutely right. Even when we do have the training sessions, it's what happens after the Manx Youth Games, which is the important bit. So you go down on the 15th of May, you find a sport or a day that you really enjoy. That could be the platform then to stay involved. But it's got to start somewhere, and hopefully it can start by, you know, on the 15th of May is having a go at one of the sports.